This is MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio. Berita, welcome.
Thank you, MUT Radio. How are you?
Ah, we nice. We great. How are you?
I am doing well. Especially because I just heard Namhlanje, my new single,
yes,
on MUFM.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. And it's a beautiful song, I must say.
It is a catchy song. Yeah. Otherwise, a lot of ones, you keep on playing it.
Definitely. Berita, last time we spoke to you, you had just graduated. Maybe if you can just take us back, how has it been since then?
Yes. So I'm actually at school right now.
Oh.
Because as much as I had graduated, I graduated from my advanced diploma.
Okay.
This year, I'm actually doing my master's.
Oh,
so I'm doing
amazing.
My master's in business administration. The journey has really been amazing. To be honest, I really think that in this current landscape, as an artist, you need to upskill yourself. And part of that is education. I think a lot of the times as artists, we sleep on education because we're thinking talent is enough. But yeah, I've learned a lot. You know, I'm very excited to keep going in my career, but also hoping to be able to impart some of this knowledge on the younger creative artists that are coming up.
Yeah, amazing you saying that, because I think that is one of the most important thing as an artist, especially to know like the business side of music, to be able to be in control of your creative.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now even releasing my current single, Inamhlanje, it's been really amazing. I mean, I've been in the music industry now for 14 years.
Wow.
I've released 4 albums. I've had Amahitsi, Namamis. Amahitsi, Othandolo, Ntelikis. I say Ntelikis.
Oh, man.
Is that... Shying a knot. So
thank you very much.
I think I get excited every time I release new music, and I get excited every time that I can see Wuti. It's been 14 years, but I'm still excited by what I do.
That is amazing. When you were here last time, we were speaking about Ukukuletu, breaking down that song. But now there's a brand new one. It's called Namhlanje. Take us through the whole process of making this song.
Yeah, so, you know, this song started with a guitar. A lot of my music, I always start with my guitar. I had this melody, and it felt this melody a bit old school, and I wanted that old school feeling. And I went to the studio. I worked with Undete Poswa, Mabagazi Anthony, and The Lord Jazz as a producer. We started writing the song, and I was thinking about, you know, that moment when you're going to see your partner later in the day. You're going to see your lover. And you know, you have an unpleasant baby one, you know. Yes, which is Thursday, but go where you wish it was Friday evening. You wish you were driving on your way. I wanted that song that was going to be the bridge to that. So that's what Namhlanje talks about. It talks about even Mangala and Gitsi, the Kumbuli, the Bambulo, I've missed you. Like, I can't wait to put me born in Namhlanje. That's what the song is about.
Yeah, and it's an amazing song, because I can say from myself, let's say I'm just a single person, but I feel like I relate to the song somehow.
Yes, one thing about the song, it makes you relate, even if you don't relate.
Yeah, imagine.
If you don't relate, I wish one day, when the right person comes, you can relate.
Yeah, I know the perfect song now to play when that time comes.
Yes.
Yes, now, maybe you have mentioned that you have worked on a lot of albums throughout the years, being in the industry for about 14 years. But now, maybe I'm sure, and Namhlanje is just the beginning of something amazing. Would you agree? Maybe we should expect something?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I have plans to release a project this year in August. So Namhlanje is the leading single. And I'm excited. I'm excited about the sound. I want people that listen to my music to feel like they are catching a breath of fresh air, to be like, this is nice, you know, because I think there's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of challenges. All of us were facing challenges here and there. And with my music, I want people to feel that relief and that calm, you know, and hopefully that can help them be able to get back to the life and feel better. So it's not about Djibouti because it's a love song. You have to have a lover in your life. No, it's about the feeling, because that feeling transforms you and it makes you feel better. And I think for me, music has that power, you know, to make someone feel better, to make someone feel uplifted in their spirit or in their heart or in their soul. And that's what my music is about.
That is amazing. But I know we still have a long way to go, but we just want a sneak peek. Maybe which artist must we expect, or maybe which collaborations do you wish to have on that upcoming album?
You know what? You will have to wait until August. The nice thing is with you guys, I always come back and tell you what I'm up to. What I can do, though, is I'm inviting you to my upcoming show. Okay. I have a show at the Market Theatre on the 1st of May. And this show, I want to take my supporters through all my music, you know. It's a two-hour show that I'm doing with the nine-piece band. I'm going to be having special artists that are joining me on stage. And it's, by the way, a public holiday, the 1st of May, at the Market Theatre.
So you cannot miss it. Is,
there's no excuse.
You can't miss it. You can't. So tickets are available at Web Tickets. I advise you to get your tickets to avoid disappointment. You can follow me on at Berita Aprosol on social media to really keep up with the preparations of the show. And maybe, you know, you might hear one or two new songs that are going to be coming in the new EP, and you can say, you know what, I heard it first from Berita's mouth, singing on stage live.
Oh, that is amazing. First of May, it's still a long way to go. Maybe I'll have someone by then to sing this song to, hopefully.
Oh, maybe you'll come to the show and find someone.
Oh, maybe.
Show.
Yeah.
Optimism, la person.
I love it.
Thank you very much, Perita. Before we let you go, people, where can they get the song?
Yes, the song is available on all streaming platforms. I've also got a visualizer on YouTube. It's doing so well. People are enjoying the music. So, yes, please check out Berita Namhlanje. You can on social media follow me at Berita Afrosoul and on TikTok at Berita Afrosoul Music. Really excited. This year is a big year. More music is on the way and a lot of live shows as well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sis Berita, for joining us on MUT Radio. Now you've become like a friend of MUT Radio. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was Berita joining us live on MUT.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.